Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request the fraud department?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Judy Moore.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
4340 Pennick Road, Richmond, Virginia, 23228. But it really
Thank
is 23220.
Okay. That's 23228.
Okay.
All right. So we do have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out. Looks like you're showing that your information was used to take a survey to win a mixer, and you're saying you didn't do that?
No, ma'am. My computer crashed on me, and I did get a new computer. I got it sometime in April. I don't really remember when. And I have not been able to pull up my accounts until recently. This account with this particular bank, which should be SunTrust, which has transferred over to Truist, which neither one of them can help me because I've called the bank about, they said they didn't even see the accounts on it. Now, that's wrong because I'm looking at it online where I pulled it up. So if I can see it, you know the bank can see it.
Yes.
That's how come I called you all to tell you I didn't. As far as a mixer, I already have a mixer. You know, I wouldn't order another one, and I don't do that online. I'm 80 years old. I don't do crap like, I'm sorry, I don't do things like that online. My kids have already told me, don't do it online, so I don't. If I want something, I do go through Amazon, but that's it. But this, what she was telling me was better health, something to tell you what to fix to eat?
No, it's a it's called our Bites Hub meal planning app. It's an app that you would download on your phone to like keep track of like healthy foods and count your calories.
Oh, got it. 80 years old. I don't think so. I eat what I want to eat. I do not worry about calories.
Good for
weight
you.
Or any or wrinkles or anything else, honey. After 80 years old. No, afraid not.
No, that's fine. So did you contact your MasterCard? Did you just call us when you saw the charges?
Well, I tried calling my MasterCard. Like I told you, I called them, and they couldn't help me. So I was thinking maybe I'll go into the branch. I don't live that far from the branch. They're having a lot of trouble. SunTrust was the first bank, and Truist took them over. And during the crossover, everything was really, really messed up big time. They've lost a lot of customers, which if I go to the branch, they're losing me too. I don't need that, you know.
You're right.
This day and age, they need to know how to cross over. And my granddaughter works for them, and she said it's a big mess. So I thought, well, I'm just going to get out of it while the getting out's good, because I didn't do this. She couldn't pull my account up either, though, because I told her, I said, pull it up from the bank. I said, when you're on break, I said, don't do it while you're on the clock, you know, because that's timed in where they can see. I said, do it on your break.
Yeah, do it on your
And I said, do it on the computer in the back room. I got a banking degree. I know how it works. And I said, see if you can pull it up. And she said she couldn't pull it up either. So I'm just going to have to go to the branches. But I really didn't do this.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yes, ma'am. So I'll go ahead and file the fraud for you. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you're right. They're gonna. I have heard a lot of companies are having issues with their electronics, computers, and stuff.
Yeah, well, I had mine. Just mine was a really nice one. It just crashed. Of course, I had it a long time also, but I had it updated on everything, and I thought, well, I'll just get another one. Well, in the time of me getting one and it crashing, my grandson bought me one. He said, here.
Oh.
And I said, well, thank you. And he set everything up, and he got everything transferred over from the old one that went down to the new one, except for just a few things that, you know, didn't come. Mainly was all my pictures. He said, well, I have to get in the back for that. I don't have time. But it's in there, and I still got the old one. But, you know, I've got pictures of grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and everything that I saved on the computer. I don't want to lose those.
I know. You don't want to lose that.
So I told him, I said, just take it with you, and when you can, I said, get in the back, I said, and do whatever you do to do it and transfer it over.
You're right. It's a good thing he knows how to do that for you.
Yeah, I know, but to him, it's really not important. He said, you see all of us all the time. I thought, God, I thought, well, when I die, maybe you might like to see some pictures.
You got that right.
Yeah, yeah. So anytime anything like that goes, it's always at this age. Yeah, when I'm dead and gone, you're going to be sorry, buddy.
You told
me that. You
know,
Italian mamas are like that. They just rub it in.
Well, there is nothing wrong with that.
I don't think so either. So, now, is there anything on this end that I need to do?
No, we already refunded the charges for you due to fraud, so you just need to allow 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, will I be getting anything through an email from y'all? Or
you can check your email and see if you got the refund amount showing.
Okay, you have my email address, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You can check it if you want to.
Okay. Okay, I appreciate you've been really helpful. You want to call my bank and see if you can deal with them.
I know. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Get a hold of somebody who knows what they're doing. I'm sorry. I really don't have patience with the bank, especially, you know, since I worked at a bank for so many years. I just don't have that much patience with them. It's not that hard. And if I'm pulling up an account and looking at it, and customer service says, oh, we don't have your account. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you're right. There is definitely something wrong.
Yeah, it's almost worth a trip to Florida just to go in there and show them how to do it.
Oh.
I would really love to do that.
That would be, I bet they would be like, oh, my God.
God, wouldn't that be something?
That would, let me tell you.
Well, you've been very helpful, and I do appreciate you.
You are definitely welcome. If you have any other questions, just call us back at this number.
Okay, and thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.